Welcome, everybody, to the virtual studios of Antion Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. As always, we are broadcasting tonight from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center, where people come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in the lap of luxury. And may I remind you, this is the only facility of its kind in the world where you can come in and live with a big lug like me for a total immersion weekend. Now, we have our new 20-page color brochure on the Retreat Center. It's now available. I think in the first 5 minutes, 75 people requested that today. But if you would like to get a copy of our brochure, it's more than just a brochure. It's got feature articles in it. It's got sample websites and tons of tips in it. So it's more than just a brochure. Just simply go to greatinternetmarketing.com/brochure.htm. greatinternetmarketing.com/brochure.htm. Fill out the form. It'll come right to me and Super Tracy, my assistant, and we'll ship you one out tomorrow. All right, tonight, this is the preview call for my live electronic marketing boot camp being held July 8th in San Diego. Now, complete details on the live event, and I'll give you some more details on that later, are at antion.com, that's antion.com/buttcamp, buttcamp.htm, antion.com/buttcamp.htm. Now, I know there's about 600 people registered for tonight, and many of them, I'm sure, don't know me personally or know a lot about my their e-zine subscribers and maybe don't know me. So I better explain what butt camp is. I don't know. It must have been about 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. I was doing so well selling on the Internet, people started begging me to teach Internet marketing. I never planned on being an Internet marketing guru kind of guy. I was just selling my public speaking videos and making a fortune selling them online. And I got to tell you, selling public speaking stuff isn't the easiest thing in the world because everybody hates public speaking. So it was a hard sell, but I did really good selling online and people started asking me to teach them. So I thought, you know, I came from a comic background and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to do a boot camp like everybody else. And I got to thinking, well, what will I call my seminar? And I'm thinking, well, I'm sitting here on my rear end in front of my computer making all this money. I'll call it butt camp. And it caught on. I've done them all over the United States, Canada, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Europe. Although in England, I had to call it bum camp. I don't know why, but that's what it was. So it's a goofy name for a very, very serious seminar. And I'm a pretty lighthearted kind of guy. I like to have fun. And as I said, I come from a comic background. And but there's nothing comical about the fact that I get to sit home and make loads of money many times in a day, more than some people make in a year. And that's pretty cool. Not funny, and it's great for you and your family's security. So that's what I want for you. All right. Now, you better get some sharp pencils out there. I'm going to be giving you lots of websites. I'm going to give you some freebies and a bunch of videos to watch and all kinds of stuff that you'll want to write down. So make sure you got a sharp pencil and some refreshments. You don't want to miss anything. All right. Now, why am I doing this call? Well, obviously, I want you to attend the live butt camp in person. It's a great value. Some people have been there 7, 8 times because when you come to butt camp, you come forever for free to all regular butt camps. And so, this is a rapidly changing field, and the things, I've never done the same one twice because there's always new stuff in between them. So it's a great value. So I want you to come there. If you can't be there, I want you to get some learning materials off of me because my stuff is very understandable. There'll be nothing tonight that'll even halfway confuse you because I don't know anything technical and I don't want to know anything technical. All I know is where to click to make money, and that's what you should be worrying about too. Let the geeks worry about all the technical stuff. And I also want you to get up to speed and thrive on the Internet. Now, if you've been coasting for a while with your web stuff, Well, this will be a great update for you because I'm going to tell you some of the stuff that hasn't changed since I've been doing this. And I'm going to tell you the stuff that has changed and also a whole bunch of new stuff that didn't even exist before. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, let's see. There's a whole ton of resources at my speaker shop, right down this link, antion.com, just, antion.com, and you can simply click on the main navigation button called Speaking Tools, and it'll take you to a whole load of products and services that I have on loads of CDs on little niche topics, and they're all very heavy in content. It's not very heavily edited and lots of good stuff. Okay. Now, if you have any questions, you're welcome to email me at orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, at antion.com, orders at antion.com, or you could call 757-431-1366, 757-431-1366. If you don't get a response via email in 24 hours, that's a lesson for you. I probably didn't get it because I'm pretty much all over email all day and night, and I get lots of them, but I got a good handle on it. I've been doing this a long time, so I probably didn't get it if I didn't answer you. Okay, let's get rolling here. Now, the first thing I want you to know, there's a couple tools that if you've heard me in the past used to cost money, but now they're free. So I don't want you making decisions on something you heard in the past and going out and buying something when there's something better now that's free. So one of them is called a keyword density analyzer. This is a tool that tells you how many keywords to put on one of your web pages. And this used to cost like $100 for this tool. Well, now they're all over the web free. So all you would do is if you know what this tool is and know how to use it, you would just type in keyword density analyzer into Google and a whole bunch of them will come up for free. And you just pick the one that's easiest to use for you. And, you know, it's not too hard to figure them out. It's basically keyword density is the ratio of how many keywords you have on the page to how many total words. So if you had 100 words on the page and two of them were keywords, that's a 2% keyword density. And this is just one little factor the search engines use, but that's the worst technical thing you're going to hear tonight. So if you didn't get that, don't worry about it. It gets a lot easier after that. All right. Now the next thing is a statistics program. Well, statistics, when you have a website, there's a log that's kept of every single thing that happens on your website, where people go, where they click, where they leave your site from. All this stuff is captured somewhere, and it's on a really nasty-looking thing called a log file, which you definitely don't want to look at yourself because it's too hard to figure out. So a statistics program looks at all the logs and makes it easy for you to understand and makes pie charts and makes graphs and things that are easy to look at so that you can see, hey, I did this promotion on Wednesday and my traffic went crazy on Thursday. So that was a good promotion. You know, things like that. But those programs go from free, which your web host usually gives you one for free, to extremely expensive ones. But now Google came in and has this thing called Google Analytics. And if you can just type that into Google, I mean, and this is a good lesson for you too. When somebody asks me, what do you think about this? I just type it into Google and I review all the literature and boom, there's my opinion helped formulate it because I just went to Google and looked it up. Somebody's got something to say about this. So when I first heard of Google Analytics, I went to Google, typed it in. I searched all the literature and see what all the geeks have to say. And then I decided, hey, this is not a bad thing. And it's free. And it gives me better information than a lot of the paid statistics packages out there. So Google Analytics is something that used to cost you a fortune for the information that you can now have for free. And about the only downside you ever hear about these kind of things from Google is some of the security conscious people, I'll say security fanatics more than security conscious, say, well, Google, you know, they're going to know what you're doing. Well, who cares? All right, who cares if, as long as you're not doing something bad, who cares if Google knows how much traffic I have? I could care less, as long as I'm making money. So forget about those people that are always afraid of Big Brother. I mean, you know, just make a lot of money and don't worry about it. Okay, so those are two things that used to cost money that are free now. Now, the next little section I'm going to talk about are things that I'm still doing the same way I always have. Because there's no sense changing to do the fanciest, latest, greatest if it's, number one, more expensive and doesn't give you any benefit. Number two, too hard to figure out. You know, so why bother with it? So there's certain things that I have totally stuck with. Number one is a program called TextPad. It's a free download from TextPad.com. That's TextPad.com. I have been using this program, I think, 8-9 years, and it's totally free. It's a text-based word processor. This is the program that I use to create all my text-based broadcast emails. So that's for the e-zine, for autoresponder messages, for auto responses when somebody buys something. I create it all in TextPad. Because to this day, another thing that hasn't changed is I am absolutely still vehemently against HTML email, which is fancy email. If you are using HTML email, God help you. You don't know any better. I'm saying 99%, probably 99 plus percent of you out there don't know any better. Because nobody that makes a lot of money, I'm talking the highest levels of people like me, used fancy email. Because we know that it's, number one, harder to create, and number two, it gets filtered and gets negative points with the spam filters just because of the format. So, you know, and I laugh in the face of the people that say, well, my market expects this and blah, blah, blah. You're just naive and you're full of your own self and your ego because you just don't know any better. You want to see your picture out there and you want something fancy, but how dumb is it to create something fancy and then less people see it? See, that's ridiculous. So, still to this day, I'm using plain text email like every other internet marketer that makes millions of dollars in a year. So if you want to do fancy email, God help you. All right. Now there is something that allows you to do both a text-based and an HTML and let people pick. And I'll go along with that. However, sometimes people pick something and they don't know any better. For instance, many corporations don't allow HTML email in because it takes up too much bandwidth. So just because a corporate employee chooses HTML as their format that they prefer doesn't mean they're going to get it. Right? So again, just you're spinning your wheels, and if you I can tell you with no uncertain terms, you're ego driven if you feel that you must stick with this. And I'm not ego-driven. I'm money-driven, all right? And having a lot of money helps you have a bigger ego than just HTML email, trust me. Okay. Now, if you happen to get that program or you use it, if you email me at orders@antion.com, I will email you the setup instructions, which will take you 3 hours to figure out on your own, and it'll take you 3 minutes if you get my instructions. So, textpad.com. And it's what I create all my broadcast emails in. Okay, so that's the same. It's been that way for years. Now, I'm still doing plain telephone seminars. That's another thing that I haven't changed for years. I do not do webinars. I hate webinars. I've done two of them in my life, and I hated both of them. But it's not whether I like it or not. It has to do with customer service issues, hassle issues, and so forth. So I'm just using telephone seminars because my philosophy is I want the maximum participation from people. the least amount of customer service difficulties. In other words, people have trouble with it. See, not one person since I've been doing telephone seminars has asked me how to dial a telephone. All right. But in a webinar, I just think I'm not smart enough to do webinars, because a webinar, you have to drive visuals to the people. You have to be talking and trying to read their incoming questions at the same time. I'm not smart enough for that. Sorry. You got to have a team of people to do that. And God help you if somebody has to download and install something or plug a microphone into their computer, you're going to have nothing but customer service difficulties. Now, to be fair, if you have a very technical market, that's okay. But if you have a consumer market, you're going to be on the phone hassling with this stuff where I'm making money. All right, so telephone seminars are the easiest way to make enormous gobs of money because people love them. And if you do have to have visuals, you can simply, in the autoresponder that all of you got, I could have put some web pages, links in there that you could look at ahead of time or print out or be ready to look at live. And I don't have to sit here at the last second and try to drive them to you. All right, so not using webinars. Yes, I'm using telephone seminars. All right, another thing that's the same. I'm still using plain Adobe PDF files as ebooks. I do not use any of the fancy ebook programs that will turn off, you know, that let you control the ebook usage from afar. That is the biggest joke on earth, and here's why. See, just because you can do something technically doesn't mean you should. So, the program that allows you to remotely control your ebooks is an EXE file, which means that people are afraid of it naturally because it carries viruses. EXE files have viruses. Number two, it cuts out the Mac market unless the Mac people have virtual PC, which nobody has ever raved about how good that thing works. So you're just asking for trouble. The other thing is I want you to have an abundance attitude rather than a protectionist attitude. I want you to have a PDF file that's full of links to your other products and services and affiliate programs. And so if somebody does pass it on to somebody else without your permission, that next person might be courteous enough to buy something. See? So don't try to protect yourself I'm not saying don't protect yourself. I'm not saying don't kill yourself with a protectionist attitude where you want to guard your property with a machine gun. And in the meantime, less people can use it. You have more customer service hassles, more refunds, more mad customers, and you could have had maximum distribution with people easily being able to use them because PDF files, everybody can download them. We hardly ever get any customer service calls on the thousands of PDF files we sell. I probably did 150,000 this year in ebooks, and hardly any phone calls. I mean, even a couple years ago, we used to get phone calls every week. Now I haven't heard one for months. All right, so simple Adobe PDF files are still the way we do ebooks. Okay, now the next thing is my search engine placement strategy has only changed just a little tiny bit in 8-9 years of high search engine placement. I mean, I've had high placements for probably close to 10 years, and the system that I use 8 years ago, I did the exact same thing a couple months ago, and I have number one rating on Google for certain keywords. All right, so my system works, and I haven't changed it much other than with regard to links. Links coming into your site have taken on an enormous importance. And I'm going to give you one tip that I was going to hold back, but I just can't do it because you need to know this. And first of all, I did a whole hour recording, and I sold it, I think, a couple months ago on link strategy. So you might want to pick up that CD at the speaker shop. But don't trade links anymore. I mean, there's only little tiny slivers of times when you should trade links, but link trades are bad now. And this is funny that I'm saying this because I was one of the first proponents in my industry pushing them. And they were good for years. But times change. And so trading links with people is no longer good. Those are second-class links. They're frowned upon by search engines. It makes it look like you're doing a link scheme. And you need to really pay attention and learn as much as you can about link strategy. That CD I have will tell you that's an hour in itself just on the things you can do to raise your search engine positioning using incoming links. And very critical topic that you really need to know about. Now, I might as well bring this up and go on a little bit of a rant now since I'm among friends. I got some moron in Denver who is a person that won't even use their real name, and they have a blog, and they're supposedly a search engine optimization expert. But everything's confidential. My clients are confidential, and my name's confidential, but I'm going to rag on people that are very successful and just knock them down. So this guy got wind of the fact that I poo-poo search engine optimization. In fact, I don't want anybody on this line to spend one nickel with these search engine optimization people. First of all, they're geeks with an attitude, and that's what really gets me when it's a geek that's not making millions of dollars and they think they're really hot shit, all right? Well, that's what this guy is, and he's got a bunch of other geek friends that are saying, "Oh yeah, yeah, he's right." Well, he's not right. He has no clue what he's talking about. And these search engine optimization people charge you 10 to 100 times what it should cost if you would just use my simple method of getting high search engine placement. And I'll bet you I got more number one rankings than many of them ever had in the whole time they've been doing this. You got to be very careful. And it's probably never a month that goes by that I don't get a call from somebody that said, "Hey, I hired this search engine optimization company and I got banned." All right. So these people try to use these techniques that get you kicked off of Google. Now, not all of them do. Some of them know the stuff that I'm teaching, but they're charging you 10 to 100 times what it should cost. See, the method that I use, which is very simple, based on short articles and putting your keywords on the page properly and getting your links going, you could teach it to a monkey in about an hour, all right? So what they're doing is they're hiring young people at $8, $10 an hour and charging you $50 to $100 an hour or $1,000 a day or something like that. And it's something you could do yourself with just a little bit of training, say. So that's the kind of stuff I teach you because I'm a small business advocate. I can't stand when these geeks, they see you coming. They know you don't know what you're doing. And so they pounce on you and they say, "Well, we'll get you to the top of the search engine." And they got all these tricks to, and I'm not saying they can't do it, but they have lots of tricks to do it that number one can get you banned or as soon as Google catches on to it, or number two, it's some obscure keyword that nobody cares about. You know, anybody can get a high search engine ranking on obscure keywords. Stay away from search engine optimization people, and especially this moron from Denver. In fact, he's on a rampage against me, and I'm going to crush him like an ant if I feel like it, but I'm not going to mention his name because what he's doing is he's using my name to get search engine rankings and to get publicity for himself. So I'm not going to mention his name. The name he's going by because it's a pseudonym anyway. He's not giving his real name out. He claims to be an ex-policeman and, just a bad guy all around. But the arguments he makes against me are proving that he's very low level. He doesn't understand super high level. He's telling me that you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Any internet guru would have more traffic than you have at Antion.com, which is, I think, the only site he knows that I have. Well, that site has made more money than he'll probably ever make in his whole lifetime. And he doesn't, a lot of these geeks, not just him, but a lot of them just think traffic, traffic, traffic. Well, the answer, folks, is not just traffic. The answer is traffic that converts to big money. That's the answer. So it doesn't take a lot of money, a lot of traffic to a website for a speaker who's sold $1 million worth of public speaking videos and who charges $20,000 for a speech. All right. So this moron doesn't get this because he's probably never made more than $30,000-$40,000 in his whole life. And so, these are the kinds of people you got to stay away from. You got to get some basic knowledge and then farm it out to young kids that aren't tainted for $8-$10 an hour. And I've got tons of people around the country that have young kids doing some of the crap work, you know, that has to be done to build these pages, but a company would charge you 10 to 100 times the cost. So be very careful, and especially don't hire any search engine optimization people. Okay, so there's my little rant. All right, let's go on to the next thing. Now, I'm still not submitting sites to search engines. All right? In the old days, you would submit your site to a search engine if you wanted to get indexed in Google or AltaVista or Hotbot or any of these places. Well, that's gone with the wind long ago. We never submit directly to a search engine. Here's why. The search engines give you a boost if they find you as opposed to you submitting directly to them because it looks more legitimate. See, they know that a lot of people try to manipulate them. So if they find you, you get a boost in the search engines. And one way that you can be found, there's a whole list of them I'll talk about at the event, but one way is to make a blog posting and put your website or new page of your website in the blog posting. Now, they used to charge you to tell you this trick. This used to be called the My Yahoo trick, where you would make a blog posting and hook it up to a newsreader, and Yahoo would notice your new site and all that. Well, you could get a site indexed in Yahoo in 2 days using that crazy method. And then after Yahoo and those people caught on to it, it went to about 7 days. Now, I had some guys do it. It took about 30 days, and we're not even positive that their site got in through a newsreader, which is that's another thing. It might be too deep for you if you're just beginning, but it's it has to do with a thing called RSS feeds, something I'll address a little later. So, but you're putting it in your blog and then putting your blog in one of the many blog directories is a great way to be found eventually by the search engines. Because the one thing you got to understand about blogs is the search engines love blogs because they're fresh content. You know, they're not static web pages that sit there for months or years at a time. They're fresh, and the search engines love that. So if you put your blog in a blog directory or many of the blog directories, then the search engines visit those blog directories tons of times every day. And that's a way to sneak your website into the search engine, because the search engine, when it sees a link that it hasn't seen before, it says, hey, there's a web page that I don't know about. I better put that in my index. See, so that's a backdoor way to get in there, and there's lots of them. But don't submit directly to search engines. We still don't do that. Okay, next thing. Now this is I put this one in the I'm still doing this the same way, and this has to do with me using Microsoft Front Page. Now this is another thing. I just laugh in the face of these moron geeks, because this was another thing the guy's attacking me over, and a lot of geeks have attacked me over this, so I just laugh at them because they're so, you know, ridiculous. You know, they claim the code isn't pure in Microsoft Front Page and all this BS. Well, I have made I became a multimillionaire because of Front Page. So it's very difficult for me to take any credence that Front Page isn't good. All I care about is that you can make web pages easy and fast without paying a lot of money. And I really don't care if you use Front Page or whatever you use, as long as you are not beholden to a wet behind the ear web designer. That's my whole premise. That's how I built this massive, you know, string of websites I have. So The reason I put this here is because I am still using Microsoft Front Page, have been using it for 9 years, ever since it was invented, but now it has been discontinued after 9 years and is being replaced by something called Expression Web. Well, now if you follow my philosophy of using, I call it dull edge technology, I never jump on the latest greatest. I let the geeks figure it out, and then I come in and scoop up the money. Keep that philosophy in mind. That's a very good philosophy to have. Because the latest greatest always has the most bugs and is the most expensive. Expression Web is selling for $300 now, where Front Page was only $150 at the most, I think, when it came out. So I don't want to use the new thing. And then sometimes you have to stand back and just look at the world. Now, 9 years worth of Front Page being around, where everybody and every grade school and preschool kid on earth could use Front Page, do you think it's going to disappear overnight? Answer, no. Right? So I am just, still my whole operation runs on Front Page. Nikki uses it, I use it, Melissa uses it, we got Colin will be starting to use it. So it's not going to disappear overnight. So I'm still using Front Page, and that's why I put it in here. Even though it's discontinued, it's not going to disappear overnight. In fact, you can probably pick it up cheap on eBay and use it for a couple years, I suspect, without problem. And people say, well, it's not going to be supported. In 9 years, I never once had to call Microsoft about Front Page. 9 years and hundreds of thousands of web pages, not have to call. So who cares if it's supported or not? It still exists. It's going to be cheap. Everybody knows how to use it. So I'm sticking with it till they pry it out of my cold, dead fingers. Which, by the way, I almost had Friday night, which is a little sidebar here. I happened to be at JFK Airport Friday night. Well, does anybody know what happened there? A terrorist threat. We were on plane for on the ground from 7 till 10:30. They took us in the terminal a couple times, and they told us it was just traffic congestion, which is believable on Friday night at JFK, except it wasn't. It was a terrorist threat. So I almost got blown into oblivion. But I faced death, and I think I'd rather face those terrorists than those idiot search engine guys. All right. Okay, so let's see. What's next? I'm still using my advanced autoresponder technique at a company called DataBack, DataBack. That's a company that makes customized autoresponders based on the response from a form. So when somebody leaves one of my websites, I say, hey, wait a minute, I'll give you a bonus if you are a freebie if you fill out this survey. Well, the results of the survey go over to DataBack company, and DataBack creates a custom email based what they said in the survey. I've already pre-written a bunch of responses. And so the person that filled out the survey gets a customized response that it looks like it's from me. Some of you may have gotten these, so I apologize if you thought it was me. It kind of was me indirectly. But it might say, Dear Joe, I noticed that you were skeptical of ordering on the Internet. You said that in your survey. Well, I don't blame you, blah, blah, blah. So this autoresponder goes to them, and I can't tell you, the first month I put this into play, and I go into this more in depth at Butt Camp. I call it the Harris technique because I learned it from a guy named Bill Harris. The first month that I put this into play, I sold 19 additional $1,000 video systems, my public speaking system, from this technique. All right, so this is really powerful. The whole thing costs less than $100 to put together and cost me about $20 a month for the service. So I'm still using that. And the only reason it's not as powerful today, I'll address this a little later, is because it's based on an exit pop-up box. So if they don't buy the system and they leave, I'm offering them this survey. Well, if they don't see the survey, then obviously it can't work. So exit pop-up boxes are getting blocked more and more nowadays, so those exit things aren't working as good. However, I'm going to tell you what we're working on to beat that here a little later. Okay, so that's the Harris technique. Now, let's see. I'm still using, Let's see. The merchant accounts. Still using a merchant account called PowerPay, and you can find it at howtouseashoppingcart.com. Howtouseashoppingcart.com. I'm recommending these people because even though merchant accounts for online used to be really hard to get, now they're relatively easy to get. However, a lot of the most people don't read the fine print when they get one of these things, and they run into trouble. So this is a very, very internet-friendly merchant account company. The costs are about the same as anywhere, but they're internet-friendly. What does that mean? That means a lot of the standard merchant accounts don't allow you to do ebooks. They say, oh, it's too risky, it's too much fraud. This company, hey, let her have it. Sell ebooks all you want. Same thing on telephone seminars. A lot of regular merchants don't want telephone seminars. This company, hey, bring it on. Sell all you want. Also, you can call and actually talk to somebody. So if you have a big event coming up and you know you're going to sell a lot, I had a friend of mine do a seminar, rally things, and they withheld $180,000 of her money for 6 months. And they had promised her they wouldn't. And, so this kind of company will not do that to you. So now, of course, if you surprise them and do $180,000 in one day and they didn't know it was coming, yeah, they're going to think something is fraudulent and they're going to withhold the money. But at least you can talk to these people about these kinds of issues, where a lot of places, they just say, screw you, you're too risky, get lost. But this is very internet friendly. Okay, I'm still recommending the book called Non-Designer's Web Book by Robin Williams, and that's not the comedian. This is a book that really tells you a lot of stuff that makes your website either look professional or look homemade. And I think it's in its third edition. I'm also still recommending Websites That Suck, which is sounds funny, but these guys that wrote it are very serious. They're crazy. Got kind of guys, but they're smart, and they show you all the things that people do on their websites that make it unusable. And usability is really important. And I know this better than anybody because I won Best of the Web in Inc. magazine for one of my sites, by the way, which these idiots were poo-pooing how pitiful the site was. Well, apparently people with money didn't think so because they had a panel of CEOs at Inc. magazine, didn't know who owned the site, were shown four websites. Mine beat out three other sites that cost more than $1 million each to create, and mine only cost $650, and this was 8-9 years ago. Today it would only cost me $50 to create. But the panel of CEOs said that your site won because it was easy to get around and we could find what we wanted fast. All right. So, it was usable, in other words. All this other fancy crap, they want nothing to do with it. So when somebody tries to sell you a flash opening to your site, now flash video is okay. I'm going to tell you about that later, but a flash opening on your website, no good. Trouble. All these crazy buttons people use with drop-down menus and all that stuff just causes nightmares, but it looks pretty and it's cute, all right? Or you think it's cool. Well, it ain't cool, and the people with big money don't think it's cool. They just want simple and fast. So make sure you pay a lot of attention to usability. And there's a guy, if you just type in website usability, I think his name is Jacob Nielsen. Has enormous amounts of information. His websites are very plain, but a lot of tips for you on usability of your website. And if you don't pay attention to this, you really lose a lot because you don't know what's going through the mind of a person that's out there looking at your website. And if it's the least bit difficult, in fact, I heard about this study. I haven't found the name of it, but they said that somebody makes a decision to stay at your website in 1/20th of a second. All right. This is fast. People don't mess around. If it's not easy to use, fast loading, and clear, they're leaving. So pay a lot of attention to this. Okay. And then the last thing is I still don't give many refunds on my intellectual property. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do this if you're just starting out, because guaranteeing your stuff will help you sell more. But I happen to be at a stage in my life where it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make more good sales, because I've just recently I had another moron pseudo-expert buy my – I had this big deal at the end of the year where I sold 60 audio files. And I put a guarantee on it that if you, didn't learn something from the first 20 and called me and told you, I'd give you your money back. Well, this guy, I mean, this all is so laughable, it's ridiculous. This guy has this website claiming to be a web expert, a web marketing expert, and claims to everything he does is super customized and all this stuff. Well, I just tore his site to shreds. In that, right next to, this was the funniest part to me, right next to the part where he said all our graphics are customized and all this, he had a piece of clip art which was of a girl, a blonde girl, which was the most overused piece of clip art on hundreds and hundreds of websites around the country. And his whole, all the graphics on his site are clip art. And he's claiming to be Mr. Customized. Right, so, I mean, and then his keywords were wrong. He had no traffic, I'm talking zero traffic, and I picked out a whole bunch of things that were clearly obvious that he didn't know what he was doing. And he wanted his money back after he stole 60 of my files. See, so I basically just toyed with him for a while, knowing that he'd eventually get his money back. But, I'm a real stickler on this. I work really hard for my intellectual property, and I give really high quality information, and I don't want people stealing it. So I'm a real stickler on no refunds. And this comes from, the precedent for this is the magic industry, which and the premise is that once somebody gets your piece of intellectual property, they got the value. Now, whether they like it or not, that's a different story. But they did get the value. So you could go anywhere in the world and buy a magic trick or a magic video or something like that and then try to return it. It is non-refundable, any magic shop in the world. And they will replace it if it was defective, but you can't trade it in for another trick. You got the value. So that's the premise I've been going on, and I don't care if people don't buy my stuff. It just infuriates me when they buy it either don't use it and then want their money back, and it's a big hassle for me to do a refund, or they just steal it. So you have to make your own mind up, but still to this day, I don't give refunds on many of my major pieces of intellectual property. And here's an interesting thing for you to ponder. When I took the guarantee off of my $1,000 speaking system, guess what happened to the sales? A lot of people say, well, they went down. No, they didn't go down. Some people say, oh, they must have gone up. I said, no, they didn't go up. They stayed the same, but I got a better quality customer. Can you believe that? A better quality customer. When they hear how harsh I am about the guarantee and I'm sick of worthless slugs and tire kickers wasting my time and effort, some people relate to that, and it's a different person than one that's tentative and wouldn't do the work to become a top speaker anyway. So I get a better quality customer. I don't have to hassle with refunds. Everybody's happy, and I do take care of people, and the product is high quality. So everybody sleeps well at night, and I don't have to go through the hassle of being furious about some idiot that I told, it's just a lot of work. And a lot of times on the speaker system, people want to get immediate, big money as a speaker without doing any work. And I tell them this ahead of time. It ain't that way. But they won't listen, and then they want their money back. So I said, forget that, and that's when I put the no refund. So that's pretty much on there. One other precedent for no refunds is Amazon. Do you know that you can't buy a digital product from Amazon and get a refund? It's in their terms of service. Now, it's not well advertised, but I did call them up to confirm, and it is written in their terms of service, no refunds on digital products. And, you know, you're welcome to give them if you think it'll help sales. And you really don't lose a whole lot because you're just selling electrons. But, Amazon doesn't do it because it's too easy for people just to grab it and get their money back. So you make your own mind up on that. Okay. So those are a lot of the things that are the same. Now I'm going to get into the things that are different. But, before I do that, I'm just going to mention a little bit about the event in San Diego, July 8th. One thing about Butt Camp is if you come once as a paid attendee, you come forever for free to all regular Butt Camps. On occasion, I'll have an advanced Butt Camp, but I think I've only had one or two in all these years because most people are not advanced. They need the basics. And I have had people there 8 times. So it is an enormous value because we're sitting here day and night learning all this stuff. And you just come back for free to get your updates. So, very, very powerful. In fact, I think we have about 70 people registered so far. Probably 30 of them are repeats. You know, so, these people are getting, you know, I've been doing this 16 hours a day forever. And so they're going to get that value by coming again and with somebody they can trust and that cares about them. So, it's a good value. Now, I think our room only holds about 100, so we've got, I think, about 30 places left that we're trying to fill, and I'm hoping some of the folks tonight will go ahead and sign up. You're still going to get the early bird discount if you sign up tonight. You can go over to anteon.com/buttcamp.htm to sign up. Now, in a little bit, some of the people that have come here, I have emillionaires to my credit, several. Not all of them have come from my mentor program. Some of them simply came from Butt Camp and have plenty of people making $5, $10, $15, $20,000 a month because this is real money. I mean, sometimes it's hard to believe when you're out there working for a living and getting a paycheck, but it's nothing for me to pull in $5, $10,000 in a day. I mean, that's not even a big deal. One thing that was very interesting a while, it must have been about 2-3 months ago. You know, I'm a tennis nut. So, I was watching the tennis channel, which ought to be illegal for anybody over 50, I might add, because I go out and try to do all the crazy stuff those 17-year-olds do. So I tore my calf muscle and I'm in there for about a month with my foot up and ice and vitamins and compression and all that stuff. And I remember specifically one day, although, you know, sales were coming in all month long, but on one day, while I have to admit I was watching the tennis channel when this happened, $24,000 came in. I hadn't sent an email out, nothing, just from stuff that I've built with the same ideas you're going to learn at Butt Camp. So I want you to stop and think, if you get hurt or sick, how much money is going to come into you? All right. Are you in the mode of work, get paid, work, get paid, work, get paid? And if you don't work, you don't get paid. Or God forbid another plane hits a building somewhere. I had friends go out of business, go bankrupt, when 9/11 hit because they were dependent on going to work and flying places and it all dried up and they went bankrupt. Where my business went down for about a week when we were all numb watching TV all day. And then picked up and has been uphill ever since because I'm not limited to any local or national economy. I sell things in 40 countries. See, so I want this kind of security for you and your family, and that's the kind of stuff we'll teach you there. Now, when you attend Butt Camp, you're going to get a 40-page, very detailed handout with tons of links in it, of sites you need to know about, lots of details. I'm going to give you, this is the first time I ever did this, an hour-long CD on using articles. Now, I've identified over 22 ways that you can use one simple 300 to 500-word article to help your web operation. And these articles cost me $3 to $5 to have written for me. So this is a very powerful CD and it's included in your admission fee. You also get the shopping cart CD, so you really know what you need to know about shopping cart systems. I use Kickstart Cart. I've been selling that for years. I have about 650 users, and none of them would, you know, give it up because it really automates their business and it sells more for them. So you get a shopping cart CD. Also, we'll be talking about shopping carts for a good section of that day. Let's see. You'll get a morning and afternoon refreshment break. Lunch is going to be on your own. And we got special guests coming. Some of my top students are going to be there. The blog squad will be there. Denise Wakeman and Patsy Krakoff are going to talk to you about booking, which is turning a blog into a book. And also they're going to tell you a lot of the ways to make really great blogs on the cheap. So they'll be there with us. And then Adam Witte, another one of my top students, will be there talking about publishing. And so it's going to be a great day there. Now, if you happen to be one of my mentees, a current mentee will come free. Some of the older mentees are just paying the refreshment fee. So if you were thinking about joining my mentor program, which is this very exclusive program where you spend the weekend at my house, and it's a year-long access to training from me, you come to for free. So if you were thinking about signing up for that, you might want to just go ahead and sign up, and you'll come to Butt Camp for free whenever it's in your area or this one. So if you're interested in that, you can go to greatinternetmarketing.com/mentorprogram.htm. greatinternetmarketing.com/mentorprogram.htm. All right. So let's get back to the new stuff. This is the stuff that's either new or changed that I'll be talking about at the event in San Diego. Some of this stuff I'll tell you what to worry about and what not to worry about right this moment. And the first thing is you may have heard the term Web 2.0. Web 2.0. All right, what do you need to know about this? All right, I want you to really get your pencil sharpened and make sure you got plenty of ink here. All right, here's what you need to know about Web 2.0. Nothing, right? It's nothing. It's the biggest waste of time for people that want to make money on Earth. All it is some high-level theory a bunch of intellectual geeks are talking about. It means absolutely nothing to people like you and me that are going to make a lot of money on the web. All right, so if you hear Web 2.0, don't waste one eyeball reading about it, listening to it. It means nothing to you, all right? Not a thing. All right, so that's the first thing to get out of the way. All right, what else is new? Well, eBay. eBay is awesome. If you're ignoring eBay, you're making a major mistake. We have a very significant eBay presence. We're a silver power seller on eBay. And I'll go ahead and tell the story for some of the folks that don't know it. But I was going to quit eBay a couple years ago. And I sold one of my Wake 'em Up Business Presentations book, which is a really nice book, $24.95 cover price. And it went for $2. And I had to autograph it. All right. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a waste of my time. Until a week later, when the guy that bought the $2 book came back and bought two of my $1,000 speaker systems. Now, nobody buys two. Nobody. I mean, I think that might have happened twice in the years I've been selling this thing. So that was my 2x4 to the head to see that eBay is a lead generator. Not only does it do, for us, it does about $4,000 to $7,000 a month in cash flow, but it brings in 100 to 150 new customers a month. In the past 6 months, I think it's brought in 5 or 6 mentees at $5,000 or $6,000 a piece. All right? Not only the cash flow. So, and then it's hard to tell how much the other people have spent that have bought on my telephone seminars and bought other CDs and training systems and speaking courses and everything else. Because once I recruited them off of eBay, they started hearing about all my other current stuff that they paid regular price for, say. Enormous good thing. Now, so that's a little pitch for eBay. But one of the new things on eBay is now they now have their own digital delivery. Now, that means that, you know, when I use my shopping cart, Kickstart cart, to sell an ebook, it's delivered automatically by the cart. But on eBay, you used to have to email the person the book, which ruined part of the deal because people buy ebooks because they want it immediately. So another guy came out with this product that cost, I think, maybe $400 to deliver ebooks on eBay. So we did it that way for a while, but now this is another one of those things. It's free now. eBay has its own digital delivery, which I threw out the other program, and now my people buy my shopping cart book, my wedding books, my eulogy books, I have practical joke books, all kinds of stuff, all digital delivery, but it's bringing new people in every day, and it's a lower prices usually, but still it's new customers every day. So eBay now has digital delivery included. Okay, here's something else really major that's changed. I want you to really underline this one. This is very important because this has been a mainstay in my business for a long time, and that's one-page websites, one-page sales letter websites. The reason this has changed significantly, and some of you out there probably have my two-hour CD set on this. If you don't, you'd want to get that. The reason this has changed significantly has to do with something happened, I think it must have been about 6 months ago, called Google Slap. And, you know, Google doesn't call this the slap. This is like a slang name that given by us people that are in the field. But Google slapped you in the face and said, listen, we're not going to let you drive pay-per-click traffic cheaply to sites that are just sales letters or have little or no content on them, like squeeze pages. That's another thing that the young whippersnappers came up with, that's troublesome. So the change is now is that they raise the price on your pay-per-click charges if you're sending to a simple one-page sales letter site. So you have to change this. You have to make it a multi-page site in some fashion. And that's the change. Now, at the event, I'm going to show people exactly how to do this so that the new pages you add don't detract from the sales letter, because you don't want to have a sales letter site that's distracting people with a bunch of free articles and a whole bunch of other pages, because then they won't pay attention to the sales letter close enough. So I'm going to teach people about this, but you need to know that one-page sales letter sites have to be adjusted now for that to work anymore. So that's a major change. And I'm talking about sites like my instanteulogy.com, and wedding-toast.org and those kinds of sites. Okay, now another major change is in choosing domain names. In the old days, I used to preach, and some of you remember this, me talking about how dashes in the domain name were actually a good thing. So that's no longer the case. And now it doesn't mean if you have one with a dash, you should just throw it away, but it's not the best anymore. Choosing domain names now is different. You don't want the dashes. You want a .com, and there's some other little details that I'll be talking about at the event that you need to know about. And I'll be showing examples there, which I can't really show here for you. But you got to be very careful about choosing your domain name, because the domain name is really one of the places that gives you a boost in the search engines, because if your domain name is all about your topic, then the search engine says, wow, this site is really serious about that topic. That's why I avoid giving cutesy names to websites that don't have keywords in them, because it doesn't help you in the search engines. Now, if you have a cutesy name that really resonates with your market and it's easy to remember, there's an argument for that. However, it's going to hurt you in the search engine positioning. So it's like a scales of justice. If you put on something on one end, you're going to give up something on the other. So choosing domain names, I'll spend some good time on that at the event to teach you how to do that properly in today's atmosphere. Okay, now there's a topic called outsourcing, which means a lot of stuff that I need done, I don't need done in-house, and I need it done cheaply. And one of the sites that we used to use all the time is called Elance. So, and that's still a perfectly acceptable site to use, Elance.com. And the problem is it's getting so well known that people are, the prices are going up there, because it's a lot of the freelancers are there and they're, you know, they're keeping the prices up. So I've identified some other sites that I'll tell you about, one of which is Craigslist. There's others that I'm going to tell at the event. But Craigslist, I mean, every person that works for me now came off of Craigslist, even the ones in-house. So you can find a lot of people on Craigslist. Now, I'm not talking about high school kids. I'm talking about older than high school if you need freelance work done. Now, Craigslist does not have the rating system like Elance has and some of the other freelancer sites. But, as I said, you know, they're all around the world, and every single person that works here, I got off of Craigslist with no advertising cost, and I can actually get away with saying stuff in my ads that the newspaper would never even allow, because I really get in your face. I say, hey, if you're a worthless slug, you know, you won't last 5 minutes around here. I'll kick you right out the door. So I discourage a lot of the lowlifes from even applying here, say, although I've had my share of them. But for the most part, I've had pretty good luck overall with Craigslist. And there's other sites that I have articles written from and so forth. Okay, now I told you a little while ago I was going to talk about exit pop-ups. See, exit pop-ups are when somebody reads a page and they leave without them doing what you wanted them to do. I mean, it could be signing up for an e-zine, or it could be buying something. So savvy marketers always use exit strategies to either get you on a list or give you a better deal or somehow do something with you that eventually turns into money. But regular pop-up boxes are getting blocked more and more. And so years ago, we went to a pop-up box called a modal, M-O-D-A-L pop-up. That's the kind I currently use, because they get through more than a regular pop-up. But they even get blocked now. So if I'm getting 50 to 60% of them to show, you know, that's pretty darn good now, where it used to be 80 to 90% of the pop-ups to show. So now there's a guy in Australia, and there's another kind of pop-up called a dynamic pop-up, which is a pop-up that normally only works on entrance. You can see this at Antion.com. If you go there and you see this box pop or drop down from the top of the monitor and bounce right in front of you, that's a dynamic HTML pop-up box, unblockable by current standards. And I don't think anybody's even going after them too much. So that's unblockable. But it doesn't work on exit. So right now, I'm experimenting with a guy from Australia came up with a workaround to allow the unblockable ones to work on exit. So it's not perfect, and it's not exactly like an exit pop-up, but I think by the time Buttcamp comes around, I'll have this figured out and be able to show you an exit pop-up box. Now, these things make a fortune, so it's really worth my time to study this, because, for instance, there's another exit strategy that you can write down called a finance option. And that is on some of my web pages advertising my speaking system, if people leave, they get a pop-up box that says, hey, cash flow problem? We'll finance it for you. Just so much down and so much a month. Well, that the first month I put that one into play, sold 7 additional speaking systems at $1,000 a piece. Now, did I get all the money at once? No. But I would rather have $7,000 that I had to wait 3 or 4 months for than nothing. Okay? Because remember, the only time these boxes show is when people leave after they've already decided not to buy. So I turned 7 people that decided not to buy into $7,000 spread out over 3 or 4 months. See? So very powerful and important thing that you use exit strategies. And by the way, another thing is the shopping cart allows me to use finance options. So In other words, I was always using finance options, but I'm so pitifully disorganized that I would take the down payment money and then forget to charge the people the balance. I'd lose the paperwork and everything. So now the shopping cart has what we call recurring billing. So that means they pay the down payment and the shipping, and then the shopping cart automatically bills them every 30 days and hounds them to death if the credit card doesn't go through or their expiration date goes bad or something. The shopping cart hounds them to death. See, so this is really important. And also that same feature of the shopping cart can be used for CD of the month clubs or some, or, you know, recurring thing that people agree to buy from you every month automatically. And this is a lot of money with those things. So the good shopping cart will do that. Okay, let's see what's next. I'm going to teach them at the event the latest e-course technique. Now, one of the easiest products on earth to create is an e-course, where you would sit down and break up, let's say, your information on a topic into 7 parts. Now, you're welcome to take a free e-course from me by visiting antion.com. Right on the homepage, you can sign up for it. And once a day for 7 days, you'll get a little piece of training on internet marketing. It'll be search engines and product development and, you know, shopping cart stuff. And I just broke it up into 7 parts. But with the problems with email delivery nowadays, a lot of times people didn't get one part of the course, and they're bugging me. And remember, I do high volume. I mean, there's, you know, if somebody, if 10% of the people don't get one piece of the course and email me, that's a lot of people that I have to, by hand, send them that piece of the course. So I've developed a technique, to beat that, and I'm going to teach that technique at the event. So, still, you can do an e-course yourself. Just know that if people don't get parts of it, you're going to have to email them where, if you know what I'm going to teach at the event, you won't have to do that. Okay. But you can still do an e-course, no problem, right now. Just write down your stuff into 6 or 7 emails and, well, you do have to be able to deliver it. And that's, we use a thing called a sequential autoresponder to deliver the e-courses automatically. And keep in mind, these can be paid e-courses or free e-courses. So both of them, the shopping cart has a thing called a sequential autoresponder. So you can load up 50 emails in it if you want, and it'll deliver them one per day or one every other day, or you can, the first 7 can be each day, and then the next one is 5 days later. You can, you know, do it and divvy it up any way you want. So that's called a sequential autoresponder. Okay, let's see. Next thing. Press release strategy. Now, in the old days, you always had to write a press release for the journalist, and you couldn't be too salesy in it. That is all out the window, folks. Now, in certain media, it's the same, but online, that's out the window. There's new press release strategy that one of my top students, Joan Stewart, the publicity hound, developed for writing press releases for online, because now you can address both journalists and the consumer. And there's millions more consumers than there are journalists, say. So you don't have to, you can put salesy copy in it. You can put audio and video in it now. And places like Google News and Yahoo News and Topics pick these up, and millions of people have access to you. So, we're going to talk about this technique at the event, because if you write in the old style, it's not going to be cool enough. It's not going to be interesting enough to attract the consumer. You might get some journalists, but you're wasting your press release on just journalists nowadays. It's a whole new ball game out there. Okay, let's see. Now let's talk about video a little bit. A lot of people have heard of YouTube, YouTube, but you know, there's actually more than 30 really high quality, top notch free video hosting sites out there. So the people at the event are going to get a list of them. I'm all over the internet with my videos on these places because it's free. And I mean, it's massive distribution. I mean, people have watched my videos thousands of times, and it's all free, and it's hosted by these other companies. I don't have to pay the bandwidth. I don't have to pay the hosting, nothing. See, so you need to know about these other sites so that you can get your videos up there. And also, many of you are speakers that are on this call. If you have on your site, or if you've seen this, I'm sure you've seen this, where they ask you to, or the website asks you to pick, do you want QuickTime? Do you want Real Media? Do you want Windows Streaming Media? If you see that, or if you have that, folks, you are woefully behind. That's old crap style where, first of all, the user has no clue what to pick most of the time, and the video sucks so bad that it's very small picture, and it's the chance of it playing nicely is slim. That's all out the window. Nowadays, we use a format for video called FLV. That's dot F as in Frank, L as in Larry, V as in Victor. And the reason this is so great is because it will work on any piece of crap server or hosting account. You don't have to have fancy stuff. And we're going to demonstrate this, all of this stuff. There's some really great stuff you can do. In fact, I'll give you a website now you can look at, Antion.com/multimediadvd.htm. Antion.com/multimediadvd.htm. And you'll see the awesome stuff we do with video that's giant and it's crystal clear. And we show you the programs that a cheap program will allow you to put it on your own web host. Won't cost you anything extra. You got to buy the program, but it'll put a TV player around it and the play buttons and everything with no extra cost to go to these fancy streaming media servers, which cost a fortune. Nowadays, this Flash video will play on anybody's computer because everybody has the Flash player in their browsers nowadays. 99-point-something% already have the Flash player. So if you have this old pick your format, you got, you're really dated and your video's crappy compared to what you can have, with Flash video. So we go in, we'll show you examples of all that stuff. Okay. Let's see. Here's some other things you can look at for free. One is kickstartvideos.com. This is a half hour national simulated talk show. And, you can buy this service and have your own talk show like this at leadingexpertstv.com. Leadingexpertstv.com. This is a very inexpensive, around $10,000, and they'll even finance it for you to have a broadcast quality talk show with you as the star. And I'll tell you what, I played this, also, they teach you how to use this on Least Access TV. I played it in Phoenix, and the next place it's going to play is in Las Vegas on regular TV, but it's Least Access, so that means it's way cheaper than cable or anything else, but it's not the channel that there's only two people watching. It's not the public access. It's Least Access. It's a whole different animal. Government-regulated, low, cheap rates. In some cases, you can play this for free if you sell a couple ads. And one of the places I was looking with 200 or 300,000 homes in the market was only $50 for a half an hour. All right, and this is not hocus pocus because I personally did this. So you can get one of these for yourself at Leading Experts TV. But also, we put a version in Flash Video up there on the web, and it's very, it's closed a lot of deals for me by people seeing that credibility. So very cool. That's, video, and it's an example of Flash video. Then I have a whole load of this other kind of video called Camtasia videos. These are screen capture videos that you can get at freekickstartvideos.com. The first one was kickstartvideos.com. This is freekickstartvideos.com. And I must have probably 40 or 50 videos there that show you all kinds of tools and tips and tricks that I use on internet marketing. And it's not a picture, it's not a video of me. It's a video of my screen with me narrating and telling you where to click to make money. And tons of stuff there that you want to look at. And a whole bunch of resources of other services that I use are there. So free Kickstart videos, you can get all that right there. Okay, let's see what's next. And there's another really great video of the Retreat Center that you can see at greatinternetmarketing.com/mentorprogram.htm. greatinternetmarketing.com/mentorprogram.htm. That's a 30-minute production we did. I think it's about 30 minutes. All about the Retreat Center, and it would have cost about $30,000 had I got a regular crew to do it. But I'm going to tell them at the event how I got the whole thing for about $3,000, and it is quality. You take a look at it, and you tell me if you don't think it's a great-looking video. Okay, let's see. Next thing, did you know that you could get complete turnkey websites? An example of this would be kickstartdatingvideos.com. kickstartdatingvideos.com. This was a site I just put up as a sample to show you how you can get turnkey websites that are already programmed, ready to collect money. And a web designer would charge you $5,000 to $8,000 for these kinds of sites. But I'm going to show them at the event places where you can get these sites with just a subscription of maybe $79 a month. You can have as many of them as you want. Now, this does require a propeller head to install for you. If you're not super technical, you'll never get this installed. But once it's installed, it just runs. And they have all kinds of things. This one's a dating site. By the way, I'm starting a dating site for people interested in speaking. And the people say, well, that's kind of dumb. You get two people on a date and neither one of them will shut up. Right? But the dating market, there's a lot of money in it. And I'm partnering up with one of my top students, Jeff Herring, and he's going to run it. He's written 1,200 articles on relationships, so he's going to run it. We're going to have a deal on it. But these sites are already pre-made. You don't have to have custom programming for a lot of these things. But I don't want to fight it out with eHarmony and Match.com, so I'm finding a niche market that I have an influence in. And so if it brings in $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month and we split it, guess what? That's nothing to shake a stick at from a site that costs, $79, $89. So those are available, and we'll show you how to do that at the event. All right. Now, the next thing is social networking. You've probably heard some of this. And another example of how I wait till the geeks figure anything out, I watch for the front runners, and then I come in and scoop up the money. That's my philosophy, and I suggest that should be your philosophy too. Wait until all the bugs are out, and wait to see what the best thing to do is. So the front runner on social networking is MySpace, myspace.com, and this is where I will give you a free hour-long audio training if you go register at MySpace and add me as a friend. Now, if you don't know how to do that, it's pretty simple. Just go to myspace.com, register, and they help you to get started. And then my actual address is myspace.com/, and by the way, the girls that set this up for me named this. I didn't pick this name. But it's Internet Marketing Guru. So it's myspace.com/Internet Marketing Guru. And that's how you'll find me. And underneath my picture, there'll be something that says, like, add a friend. I think it's just about an inch below my picture in a separate box. There's a bunch of links and you'll click add a friend. I will get the request to add you as a friend, and you'll add me as a friend, and then I will send you a free hour-long training on how to make money on MySpace. See, MySpace, you're not really technically supposed to make money, but that's a joke to guys like me because there's plenty of ways to make money without getting kicked off, and I have a whole training program for you on this. So that you can have for free right now whether you come or not. Now, there's two others that we're just now really going gung-ho on. One is called Digg, D-I-G-G.com, and the other one's called Squidoo, S-Q-U-I-D-O-O. Neither one of these are brand new. Again, I waited to see what was going to emerge as the front runners, and then I come in and scoop up the money, right? Well, this is an example of it. Digg is a place where you can make yourself an expert. Now, in this case, you have to have articles on your website, but you can go to Digg and link to the articles on your website. Other people can read them and vote on them and say, well, we dig that article, or they can ignore it and read it. But it's a great way to get links to your website. Remember I told you how important links are. And it doesn't cost anything. And it makes you the expert. Now, if you're searching stuff on Digg, you can't always believe the stuff because there's, you know, who knows if somebody claims to be a rocket scientist if they really are. So, just use it for the links and more exposure for your stuff. Now, Squidoo, was invented by Seth Godin, the guy that wrote The Idea Virus a long time ago, one of the most downloaded ebooks ever. And wrote the Purple Cow book and a bunch of other stuff. So he's kind of an innovative guy. But Squidoo has things called lenses on all different topics, and nobody knows why they're called lenses. Who cares? But there's lots of ways to make money with it. And we're going to go over a lot of those at the event. And in my new book coming out, I'll be covering that also. But Squidoo is a place where you can go, and everything is free. But there's loads of ways to make money with it. So, and it's a front runner. Very, very high traffic. Okay. Next thing. This is something, cute. This is a, there's two sites out there. One is called Cafe Press and the other one is called Zazzle. Z-A-Z-Z-L-E. Cafe Press I've heard the best about, and that's where I have a presence now. And I would have never told you this a couple years ago because handling physical products like mugs and t-shirts and stuff like that was totally a losing proposition. Impossible to make any money, and you had the inventory and you'd lose stuff and people would steal it and people would beg for freebies from you. So that's all out the window with Cafe Press. Now, if you want to check out my store on Cafe Press, you would go to cafepress.com/TomAntion. TomAntion, cafepress.com/TomAntion. And there's a cute thing there. You know, I have butt camp, so we have a pillow there that says, place butt here, and it's got my picture on it. You're going to be here for a while. So, and we have t-shirts, and we have mugs that say, I stole this from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center, and all kinds of stuff like this. But the thing is I didn't have to pay a nickel for inventory. I just loaded up, or Melissa did. This is my new assistant, Melissa, loaded up graphics. She thought up some of the ideas, and we had a whole store on there. So if one of you buys something from there, I get a commission. And I get a bigger commission than if you just went to Cafe Press because I told you and bought anything else that doesn't belong to me or doesn't have my logo. So you can start a store on Cafe Press just by uploading your graphics, and they advertise they have over 1 million products that these graphics can be put on. We also have a clock because one of my books is called Wake 'Em Up Business Presentation. So we have a clock with the Wake 'Em Up, a little clock person and little people in beds as the background of the clock. Very reasonably priced, but I would never make that up and keep an inventory of those, see? So, and then they've got tote bags and doggy t-shirts and baby clothes and everything else you can imagine right there at Cafe Press. So that's a place you can open a store for free and make a commission on everything you sell without any inventory or doing anything but uploading the graphics. So check out cafepress.com/TomAntion and get one of those butt pillows. They're really cute. All right. Now, the next couple things I'm going to tell you about is because email delivery is so tough nowadays with all the filtering and spam stuff. So we are just rolling out. I planned this last year, but my mother got real sick, so I had to forget about something, and this was it. But now we're almost ready to roll out a direct-to-desktop technology. This is a technology that allows you to send a message to somebody, but it doesn't go through the email system. It's like your own instant messenger kind of thing. And people can't cry spam because they had to download and install the reader. And it's a very easy download and install. If you're on my mailing list, you'll all get notice of this when we're ready to roll it out. And now in this case, go for it. Put all the fancy stuff you want in it because it's not filtered. Yes, it's a little more work to create fancy stuff, but it is nice to have fancy emails as long as they get there. This is guaranteed delivery. And if you have this little reader, just a little blip will show up on the bottom of your desktop and you can click on it and you can expand it to read my message or you can just leave it there till later. So that's direct to desktop that will definitely be demonstrating that at, and it's only $47 a month, which is interesting because 5 years ago, this would have cost you $500,000 to have this. See, this is not new. It's just now affordable. Okay. Now, the next couple things are called RSS. And this is, it stands for really simple syndication, but it's anything but simple. If you had to know how it works. But guess what? You don't have to know how it works. All you have to do is use it. So if you have a blog, you already have an RSS feed. All blogs include an RSS feed. And what is an RSS feed? An RSS feed is just a simple way to move information from one place to the other that doesn't go through the email system. Now, here's the thing. If you have a blog, you have RSS feeds. And you don't have to know a thing. The people that know how to use the RSS feeds already know. And they just grab it off of your blog and they use it. And what that means is when you make a posting on your blog, it alerts them immediately. Or it could be a slight delay, but it alerts them that there's a new posting on your blog. So if they like you, they sign up for your RSS feed. Every time you make a posting on your blog, they get notice. You don't have to know a thing about how it works. It just does. All right. Now, if you want to, there's another thing that's called RSS to blog. This is a way that I update enormous numbers of blogs automatically. Because one of the reasons I resisted doing blogs is because I didn't want to have to update them. So there's a program called RSS to blog that'll do it for you. Now, don't get too excited because it does use up a lot of resources, and that means that you're probably going to need a dedicated server computer. In other words, you have to have a more expensive hosting to use this. But I have 1,700 blogs, and I haven't looked at any of them for months because this thing is automatically updating them. So that's another way to use RSS. And then there's also a really cool thing called an RSS autoresponder, which means instead of sending an email regularly, automatically, it sends an RSS message automatically. So again, you don't have to know how it works. It's just if you have it available, the people that know how to use it can use it. The people that don't will just use your regular stuff. This is a transition time where some people are savvy and some people aren't. So the savvy ones can use the stuff that's more sophisticated, and the people that aren't so savvy will just use the standard email stuff. Great. All right, let's see. Now, I used to tell people that you'd use a program called Oddblog to update your blogs with your voice. But now there's that program is out of business, so I'll be telling you some other ways to do that at the event. but don't count on Oddblog anymore to update your blogs by telephone. Okay. Let's see. One other thing, dynamic sales letters. This is an up-and-coming thing where somebody is on a website and fills out a little survey and before they go to your sales letter. And it's almost like that other advanced sales technique I was telling you about with the autoresponder. They fill out the survey, and then the survey alters automatically or dynamically the sales letter that comes up. So they might put, you might say, well, what's your name? Okay, my name is Joe. So when they get to the next page, it says, hi, Joe. Glad you stopped by our sales page. And then it might say, well, Joe, are you male or female? And you say male. So you say, well, we have this, Joe, we've got this great line of clothes or ties out now for men that you'll just love. See, so it alters the sales letter based on what you put into the little survey before they see the sales letter. So that's something not too difficult. You probably need a little programmer, but I imagine somebody's going to come out with somebody did. I actually own the website, I think, dynamicsalesletters.com, but somebody came out with this already where you can just buy this, and have dynamic sales letters created for you. And, see, anything that's personalized is going to get more response. So this is an up-and-coming thing. And of course, when you go to a website and they know you, as long as you don't have the Big Brother syndrome, it's a lot easier because they already know what you like and your preferences, and you don't have to fool around at the site as long to get what you want. Okay. Now, the last thing is how to keep your email synchronized. I was complaining to one of my little geeks about the fact that when I come off the road on a trip, all the emails on my laptop don't match my desktop. And you got to be a genius to export them and so forth. And so I was complaining about this, and some guy tried to sell me a $9,000 server computer for my office. He said, oh, that'll take care of it. I said, you get out of here. I just kicked him out because he had told me it was going to be $4,000, and then he jacked it up to $9,000. I kicked him out. And then I talked to my geek about it, and I'm complaining, and he said, no problem. I can fix that up for $10 a month. And he did. So I'm going to give all the details there. It's actually called an Exchange server. That's the method. But I'll tell him, I'll be going into that a little more in depth on how that works. So now when I come home, the emails on my computer, on my laptop, are synchronized with my desktop. As soon as I turn my desktop on, the same exact in and out box is there that was on my desktop. And if I made a folder, it's now on my desktop. And I can even log in from a kiosk in a airport somewhere, and it's still synchronized. See, so this really is a handy dandy thing and cheaper than ever. All right, so that's our little discussion for tonight. I'm going to be discussing all that plus a whole lot more. Any of you that have been there at Butt Camp already knows that I just lay it on you from 9 in the morning till 5:30, and we can barely get done by that time. By that time, your ears are smoking from all the stuff we're going to talk about. It's July 8th in San Diego. You can still get the early bird discount. We're only allowed 100 in the room, so you need to get in there right away if you want to attend. If you want any kind of training materials, if you can't make the event, make sure you visit the speaker shop by going to Anteon.com and clicking on Speaking Tools. Don't forget, you get the article CD, you get the full day of training, you get the blog squad, you get Adam Witte on publishing. There could be a few surprise guests, but if there isn't, trust me, I'll make up for it. And maybe you'll be my next e-millionaire. So that's Tom Anteon signing off. Visit anteon.com/buttcamp.htm. If you'd like to get the brochure on the mentor program, you can visit greatinternetmarketing.com/brochure. And Email me at orders@antion.com or call 757-431-1366 if you have questions. Hope this helped y'all, and see you in cyberspace. Good night.